Welcome, everybody, to an episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it, starting with AEW Rampage. So I did cover this on this past episode of Collision Course, since it was followed by, it followed Collision. So I'll kind of give a little Cliff Notes version here. And it starts with the high-flying 420 elimination four-way match as Rob Van Dam defeated Isaiah Cassidy, Lee Johnson, and Commander. Cassidy eliminated Johnson first with a rake to the eyes and a roll-up, and then Commander hit a spring moonsault to eliminate Cassidy. But RVD ends this with a five-star frog splash on Commander for the win. Yuka Sakazaki defeated Emi Sakura. Yuka got a bit of an injury during this after falling off the top rope to the outside a little bit awkwardly, but she fought through the injury and eventually suplexed Emi from the ropes to get the pin. We saw a segment recorded from Dynamite where Angela Parker talked about losing a lot in his life, including his father and his girlfriend Ruby Soho, and was teasing a retirement before Ruby interrupted to tell him and the world that she's pregnant with his child as they embrace. So after all these weeks, they're actually together. How sweet. And in the main event here, Kyle O'Reilly, Rocky Romero, and Matt Menard defeated Roderick Strong, Matt Taven, and Mike Bennett of the Undisputed Kingdom, with O'Reilly making Bennett tap out to the armbar. We go to TNA Impact. This is the go-home show for Rebellion. Josh Alexander comes out and joins the commentary for the first match as Hammerstone defeated Guido of the FBI in a couple of minutes, making him submit to the torture rack. Ash by Elegance is in the back and says that even though she's not a Rebellion, she will be watching the show, as Zaya Brooks had walked in to let her know they will be having a rematch next week. We go to a video of Jordan Grace, who's in Sydney, Australia, and says she's found out that Matt Cardona is out injured and won't be in Steph DeLander's corner at Rebellion, and it should be a fair fight. But she knows SDL can't win in a fair fight, and she'll look up for tricks up her sleeve. There was a lot of tricks up those sleeves. Joe Henry defeated LSG after hitting the standing ovation in a pretty quick fashion. Grizzle Young Vets and Mustafa Ali defeated Cody Deaner, Jake Something, and their mystery partner in Rhino, who of course gets a big reaction here at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. Deaner was trying to fight off all three opponents at the end, but Ali stopped him and hit the 450 splash for the pin. We had this produced video backstage of Eric Young talking to himself, but the version with the mask and hood, as EY said he needs that man again. Rosemary defeated Jody Threat when Threat got distracted by Havoc on the apron, and Rosemary hit a spear for the pin. We had part three of the Jonathan Gresham vignettes, this one called Acceptance, where the board meeting told him it's not healthy to hide behind this third mask, as Gresham said he's ashamed it took him this long to see that life is a costume party, and he was throwing up. He was showing up with his real face. And in the main event here for the TNA World Tag Team Championships, Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards of the System retained against the Motor City Machine Guns, in which was their last TNA match before entering free agency. Very good match here from these two teams, as Alicia Edwards gets involved at the end, holding on to Alex Shelley as Chris Sabin. Gets hit with a roster cut from Myers and the Boston Knee Party by Edwards to get the pin and the win. But the show ends with Nick Nemeth, who comes out and partied through the crowd, including doing his best Sandman as someone gave him a candlestick and a beer. He eventually entered the ring and talked about his Rebellion match with Moose, but quickly gets interrupted by Moose, who says Nemeth will lose since he could never beat the System throughout his entire career. Nemeth reiterated to everybody to get behind him as the TNA World Champion and said Moose won't have to watch out for Dolph Ziggler, but he'll have to watch out for the Wanted Man and Nick Nemeth. TNA Explosion, Gia Miller's Around the Ring was with Jake Something, where he talked about his love for donuts and this mysterious group chat called the Donut Crew with him, Ace Austin, Chris Bay, and a mystery member. And the one match here was Myron Reed defeated Ray Jazz of the FBI. Guido, Zach Layton, and Trey Miguel caused a distraction on the outside as Reed spray painted Jazz in the face and hit the Captain Crunch to get the pin. We go to ROH on Honor Club, starts with Brian Keith defeating Aaron Solo after hitting a flipping stunner from the second row for the pin. The Righteous and Lance Archer defeated John Cruz, Savion Truitt, and Damian Chambers easily after hitting the Autumn Sunshine and Blackout back-to-back, as Vincent gets the pin on Chambers. Lee Johnson defeated JD Drake, who was wearing some new gear here, kind of reminded me of the old Bushwhackers gear. Good back and forth until Johnson takes out Drake with a sunset bomb off the ropes, followed by the frog splash for the win. Abaddon defeated Allison Kay in just over 2 minutes after hitting a crossbody, a knee strike, and the Black Dahlia. The Infantry defeated Iron Savages after hitting the boot camp on Bronson as Sean D gets the pin. The newly reformed Premier Athletes, formerly the Varsity Athletes of Tony Nese, Josh Woods, and Ari Davari, with Mark Sterling come out and started attacking the Infantry until Dalton Castle, Mark Briscoe, Brian Keith, and Lee Johnson all come out to chase them away. It looks like the Premier Athletes are going to be running roughshod around Ring of Honor. Layla Hirsch, Kiera Hogan, and Trish Adora defeated Taya Valkyrie, Diamante, and Layla Gray, with all of them going at it at the end until Hogan hits face to music on Gray to get the pin. The Beast Mortals, the former Black Taurus here in his Honor Club debut, defeated Nick Camarado, who still comes out looking confused and unsure of himself. Mortals gets the pin after hitting a top rope side off the shoulder moonsault. Lady Frost defeated the other half of the Hex in Allison Kay's partner of Marty Bell. This went a little bit longer for Bell as Frost hit the temperature drop to get the pin in just over 5 minutes. Jacoby Watts bumps into Nick Camarado in the back and tells him to join him. John Silver and Evil Uno of the Dark Order defeated Zach Patterson and Frank Milano. Uno ended this with the Something Evil for the pin and the win in the main event here in a Ring of Honor World Championship Proving Ground match. Mark Briscoe defeated Griff Garrison at the hit of the J-Driller, but Garrison definitely hung in there. We have part 2 of MLW War Chamber. This is free on YouTube, and it starts with some CMLL action as Star Jr. defeated Virus after hitting a springboard double stomp and a trapping Virus in a leg and pulling back his arm until Virus submitted. Bret Ryan Gosling defeated Bud Heavy in his first MLW match in 2 years, easily in under a minute after hitting the spinning neckbreaker. Then BRG cut a promo after while he kept attacking Heavy. Selena De La Renta was in the back, happy that her representative and Star Jr. won today, as we also see that Selena's mom is with her and tells her to keep getting aggressive towards Cesar Duran. MLW World Tag Team Championship match, Davey Boy Smith and Tom Lawler of the World Titan Federation retained against Alex Kane and Mr. Thomas of the Beaumier Fight Club. WTF's AJ Francis was on commentary for this, and he gets into Kane's face here that distracts the referee as Lawler used one of the belts on Thomas to get the win and to retain. And then after the match, Cozy Max interrupted WTF in the back and said they're coming after the tag titles in Chicago. Zeta defeated Sofia Castillo after hitting the I'm Prettier, as Selena De La Renta was on commentary, pretty much downplaying both of these women. Matt Riddle defeated Timothy Thatcher, probably the match of the show here. Really good bout here with some back and forth until the end. Well, Riddle hit the Bro Stone Tombstone to stop Thatcher and get the pin, and then after the match, Riddle says that the MLW World Championship has eluded him his entire career, and he's entering himself in the upcoming Battle Riot. We see Contra Unit, they start attacking people in the back, starting with Richard Holiday, as security is amped up to make sure that there wouldn't be any further disturbances. Spoiler alert, there will be. We go to the MLW World Heavyweight Championship matches. Satoshi Kojima retained against Bad Dude Tito. This lasted just a little bit over 5 minutes as Kojima caught Tito off the ropes with the Cozy Lariat to get the pin. We now see that Contra Unit has taken out both Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Tom Lawler, as they say Lawler has been rushed to the hospital, and it has since been announced on social media that the WTF have to vacate the titles, the tag titles here, and will determine new champions at Azteca Lucha between Cozy Max and the Second Gear crew. So I'm not sure what's going on here, but usually in the past, whenever they do this sort of angle with somebody getting sent to the hospital and vacating titles in MLW, usually means they're leaving the company. So we'll see what's going on here with Lawler specifically. And in the main event here, we have a War Chamber match that starts with Jake Crist of the Death Fighters versus Sami Callihan of the Calling, who quickly busted Crist open with a fork. Next out was Akira, but he gets attacked from behind by the other three members of the Calling, who are coming out later in this match, and later is right now, as number 4 is Ricky Shane Page, who kept attacking Akira before entering the ring. Jimmy Lloyd was next for the Death Fighters, followed by Cannonball of the Calling, who put Akira through a table with a senton from the ropes. Last up for the Death Fighters was Raven, followed by Dr. Cornwallis of the Calling, being the final entrant as the match officially begins here, but the match ends with Akira choking out RSP with a candlestick, then a barbed wire until he taps out, giving the Death Fighters the win. Akira gets on the mic after and says the Calling is now officially dead, and then Raven put Akira over as the future, and the show ends with Cesar Duran watching Selena and her mother walking out of the parking lot. So if they're going to introduce Selena's mother, I feel like something's definitely going to be happening here. We might not be seeing Selena's mother for much longer. We go to Women of Wrestling Superheroes. Starts with Coach Campanelli versus Ariel Sky, and the stipulation is if Sky wins, she becomes the newest member of Top Tier. But if Coach wins, Sky becomes their Water Girl. And of course, Coach hits the buzzer beater for the win, as Sky now officially becomes their Water Girl. So I guess we'll be looking forward to these type of segments. The Classmaster defeated former partner in G.I. Jane after hitting the Big Boop. BK Rhythm defeated Sasha Sparks after hitting the mic drop, not to be confused with the other mic drop in Max Caster to get the pin here. In a main event for the WOW Tag Team Championships, the champions, the Mother Truckers, defeated Miami Sweet Heat by disqualification with Vicky Lynn McKay and Penelope Pink, who were on commentary, run out and attacked the Mother Truckers, causing the disqualification just when they were about to win. We go to NWA Power. This is week number 3 of Hard Times, and it starts with the NWA US Tag Team Title Tournament first round match here as Daisy Kill and Talos defeated Alex Misery and Mecha Wolf to advance. The match gets started before the bell even rings as Daisy Kill tries to sing a song, but he gets attacked by Misery, and Talos heads to the stage where Misery hits a crazy high moonsault off the top of the stage to him, but the finish was Talos dropping Misery on top of Mecha Wolf with a spinebuster to get the pin and advance in the tournament. Kenzie Page defended the World Women's Championship against Natalia Barkova to retain, and after a little bit of back and forth, hitting two Kenzie cutters plus pulling on the tights for the win. And after the match, Vampiro and Alex Misery come out. It looks like they're trying to recruit Markova here by giving her some black roses, but she just drops them and leaves them, wanting nothing to do with this tandem that Vampiro has started here. In the main event, the Miserably Faithful's Maxine Paler, Judas, and Gags the Gimp defeated Carson Drake and Magnum Muscle. Salvation for Miserably Faithful gets involved at the end as Max and Judas hit a spear and clothesline combo on Dak Draper as Max gets the pin and the win. And then after the match, after weeks of not being on the same page, it was Mims who actually turned on Draper, turning heel here and ending Magnum Muscle after the match. And then as Mims leaves, Drake attacks Draper as well. And then Mims joins in and puts Draper through the steel cage door that was part of the stage set here in the power station. We go to NXT Level Up. Riley Osborne defeated Kel Dixon after hitting a shooting star press. Carmen Petrick defeated Ren Sinclair. Byron Saxton was going off about how Sinclair identifies herself as part of the Gryffindor house from Harry Potter. Despite all that, Petrovic was able to stop her with a flurry of kicks to get the pen and the win. And in the main event, Hank and Tank, who come out with a bit of a new look here, kind of wearing football jerseys, defeated Javier Bernal and Drake Moreau. Hank and Tank were able to hit the collision course on Bernal as Hank Walker gets the pin for the win. On WWE main event, Byron Saxton had replaced Brian James on commentary for this show, and it starts with Natalya defeated Xia Li. Xia Li attacked Natalya before the match, but Natty was able to stop her and put her in the sharpshooter to make her submit for the win in what would end up being Xia Li's last match before she gets released. I really hope we see the formation of Xia Li somewhere, whether it be in MLW or TNA. It's got to happen. The other match here was Ludwig Kaiser defeating Otis after hitting a kick to the face. On WWE Speed, we have a semifinal match in the tournament here as Ricochet defeated JD McDonough after hitting a destroyer from the second rope in about 2 minutes, and he'll be in the finals for the Speed Championship to face the winner of next week's match between Johnny Gargano and Bronson Reed. That is it for me this week. You guys catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.